Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pilarczyk moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wertz moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to third. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Button reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pilarczyk for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adair picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Adair. Jensen scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 1 in the game. Casale hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adair moves to second. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Button strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0-for-2 in the game. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Triandos moves to second. Fred Valentine pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Bob Hale pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Triandos moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Billy O'Dell now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger bunts towards third. Robinson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Geiger moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels bunts towards the mound. O'Dell fields it and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to third. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Wirtz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pilarczyk for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Adair strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.